commentary. Heard each morning before the 7:30 news on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU. Here's Chris Conley.
Congressman Sean Duffy is being smeared by his political opponents. They've released campaign literature that says Duffy voted against possible fixes to the long waiting lists at VA hospitals. That is not true. Duffy did vote against the deceptively named Veterans Backlog Reduction Act. It was introduced last year by Democrats, but it did not address doctor waiting lists. It looked at another backlog, disability benefits for wives and children of veterans. The bill was supposed to automatically approve family disability claims that weren't reviewed within 125 days. Duffy voted against that. Now, for what it's worth, I agree with that vote. Claims need to be considered on their merits, not on some automatic deadline. The correct solution is not automatic approval, it's hiring more people to process and review the applications. Duffy also voted against amendments to some VA bills in partisan fights over how much money would be given to various programs, things like funding for suicide prevention and prosthetics research. He ultimately voted yes on the final version of those bills. The unpleasant truth is that President Obama created this problem. He announced a unilateral change. No vet would have to wait more than 2 weeks to see a doctor, without providing any support to meet that goal. If VA hospitals don't have enough staff, the new rules from the very top lead to chaos and to cheating, things like secret waiting lists. Congressman Duffy has an A-minus voting record from AmVets. Yet the claim by the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee is that, quote, Congressman Duffy has a long history of voting against VA backlog fixes. PolitiFact, correctly, has rated that claim as false.